Now tuned into the greatest.
If you are a one in a generation, like you're going top five for sure in the draft, would you go to college or would you go in the international route?
Wait, I go G League.
I'll
go G League route. Look at Jalen Green right now. Plus,
are you saying go college, go G League, or go international? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, which one would you go?
International for the lifestyle, I feel like you'll probably get mad girls there. But like the G League for experience, right? Like you want to play against NBA players. You want to be coached by NBA. Like Jalen Green was coached by Brian Shaw. That was the head coach.
Now tuned into the greatest.
That experience from him. And you're playing with like Jared Jack just got signed to be assistant coach somewhere. And he was a teammate of Jalen Green. So I probably go G League route, man, to be honest.
But the downside
of learn nothing. I don't gotta learn nothing.
But the downside of joining the G League is that they won't they'll take your stats and go, oh, it was in the G League. So that is a downside.
It means pretty much nothing. But actually it doesn't mean nothing really, G League.
Not that it means nothing. I think it's rated unfairly, to be honest. I think it's a lot harder than people want to give it credit. But
That's a hard one because I don't feel like we have enough of a G League sample. Like, yeah, we had two G Leaguers in the top 10, drafted in the top 10. So I guess that's your start of the sample size. But, man, like the college experience is just – it's the college experience. Like, if you can win an NCAA championship in your first year and bring that into the NBA, like, you know, that's still – it's still big, right?
Yeah. It's kind of crappy, like – it also depends what year, right? Like, you don't have it. Like, last year, we didn't have that college atmosphere, right? If there was an actual college atmosphere, maybe I'd take college. But as it were today, I'd probably go G League route.
I think I do. The college atmosphere is cool, and that would be fun to kind of, like, have that kind of feeling. But I think I got to go, you know, Europe, man. Get that money. Get that million-dollar contract before I get in here.
Now NCAA is doing the likeness thing, right? So they're gonna get money. I saw that Paige Beckers. Shout out Paige Beckers. She might make like millions of dollars just on TWG. TWG, let's go. Let's go.
You know what? Maybe I'm like old school and just growing up on like NCAA and March Madness, but like I feel like if I were a player, I'd want to be in that tourney. Like I'd want to try it out. You know what I mean? But like I get the European and international way because now international ballers are, bro, all the big men are international. Like the USA has no bigs.
We're talking about Marvin Bagley Jr. is amazing, or the third, or whatever. But.
Like when I looked at Team USA, how thin, the only big on Team USA was Bam Adebayo. I'm like, don't we have bigs in the NBA?
JaVale McGee,
Giannis, Jokic. Joel Embiid, I'm like all international. So it's like nobody, America has no bigs. So I feel like you get hardened now in Europe. It's funny because everything switched. Like when it first started, it was, oh, Europeans are soft. Dirk Nowitzki, you're soft. Now it's like everyone wants a European on their team.
No, they want the finesse of a European big. They don't want the hard-nosed, you know, European big. They want that, ooh, look at that. He could pass the ball. Did he play soccer at one point in time in his life? I like this guy. That's what they want.
They don't want the blacksmith of the team.
They don't want just knocking people over.
It worked for LaMelo Ball. Yo, it worked for LaMelo Ball. The Americans should actually send their players international.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Get your coins, kids. Get your coins. Take care of your mental and take care of your chicken, as Marshawn Lynch said.
Welcome back. So below the harbor, I'm your host, Ryan Antonio Henry, sitting here with the homies of the team, the Padres, the cohorts, the amigos, the Fantastic Three. No, I screwed up.
Power Ranger Zeo.
Power Ranger Zeo? Yeah.
Turbo.
Never heard of that? What is that like the latest inception of the Power Rangers?
Was like the third or second one. It was right after the...
fourth. I would say that's fourth.
There's been like 20 different reincarnations of that.
Yeah. But we all know the original...
Quick question. What Ranger color would you take? Go, Ryan.
Green.
Yellow.
Dexter.
Damn it.
Black was the right answer.
It's your thing, you son of a bitch.
We are the Weekenders. We are the Nation of Domination, the NWO, the
Power Rangers Turbo. Someone said that earlier.
Power Rangers Turbo, Wolfpack.
Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue.
We are whatever you want to call us. And
Rescue Rangers.
Power Rangers Dinosaur. Xenos. What a some dinosaur.
Space Force something. I don't know what it was.
Oh, God. We are here to talk the best in the NBA as we always do. Of course, this is episode 47.
AK
47. I was about to say, we have a famous 47. We're talking about internationals earlier. He wasn't the best, but he was an entertaining.
Hey, you got the best stat, 5x5. Yeah. Andre Kirilenko.
AK-47.
Numbers. That's crazy.
Also had a hall pass from his wife. So
yeah, that 1 year hall pass. Sure. It's like, that's you can fire, go yeah. get any girl you want for one
I mean, no, no. Year. Monogamy, everyone. Hi, Nikki. Clip the chat.
Exit.
Turn that into the video.
Exit broadcast. Shout out to AK-47, the hall pass. Episode 47, entitled, You Can Hate Me Now, Enter Nas. Hate Me Now, why is it called Hate Me Now? There's some hostility in this free agency period. There's some hostility around the league that I've picked up on, and I wanted to call this Hate Me Now because we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. But before we do, Alan, Shane, Lewis.
Hi, my name is Alan Shane Lewis. I'm on a podcast and watching the Rockets play Detroit in Summer League.
Dexter Ariola.
Again, hi, Nikki. Shout out to monogamy.
Hi, Nikki.
And we're going to start the show right off on that. NBA free agency is underway. It's been underway. It's been a thing for a week or so now. It's kind of died down, obviously, because most of the big pieces are off the board. There's a couple of small pieces, not small, but there's a couple of big pieces that are still up there, but we're just waiting on them to sign the inevitable and just go to their teams like Kawhi Leonard. But for the most part, if you don't have your piece now, you probably missed out, Dallas. but hey. Can we talk about, yeah?
Goran Dragic is right there. If you guys play your cards right and give us your damn centers.
I've been doing my best on Twitter to promote the Goran Dragic to Dallas as much as I possibly can. I've been trying to rally Raptor fans to trash Goran Dragic as much as possible. But speaking of that,
apologize.
You can hate me now, Goran Dragic to the Raptors. During the Dallas Mavericks trip to Slovenia to give a certain someone a contract, we'll get into that later. Goran Dragic was also in Slovenia and had some words to say to a Slovenian, I believe it was a Slovenian reporter. And people kind of said maybe this was, you know, lost in translation because it's another language. But what came out, what was interpreted was, I have higher aspirations than going to the Raptors. The Raptors weren't really my team. I have higher aspirations. So when you hear that as a Raptor fan, Alan Shane Lewis, can you give me your thoughts, your emotions, your what did you have to say, think, or what did you have to say about Goran Dragic's comments about the Raptors?
No, I'm one of the people in the area of I hope it was a loss in translation moment and we're kind of missing full context of what was going on. And I appreciate him kind of clarifying it afterwards because it sounds bad. Also, it ruins his like trade value too. We can get like, you know, even less now on a trade now if people know that this guy doesn't want to be here. So I really wish he, you know, kind of watched his words a little bit better. And it's a shame because we're a really good franchise and he has very Kyle Lowry-esque kind of qualities to his game. He's been, you know, he's able to pull up that pull up three and change momentum whenever he needs to, and he runs around like a pest. He knows how to go off the pick and roll and get people on his hip and keep them behind him. So he is he could be in a position where he could kind of contribute to this team, whether as a starter or off the bench. And I you know, I hope he has an open mind to trying again with this team. But if not, let's trade him right now. Who cares?
Dex, I'll give you guys the exact wordage. Toronto is not my preferred destination. I have higher ambitions. He then came out and, yes, said, I would like to apologize for the interview. It didn't come out the right way. I know they love their team, talking about the fans, because obviously we, the fans, went off on Twitter and should be proud. Is it one of the best? It's one of the best organizations in the NBA. They've already won a championship, and I didn't. So he's already, you know, saying, hey, I don't have a championship. I'm sorry. Like, is that good enough, Dexter? What was your thoughts?
Yeah, where are you coming from? Like, you have nothing to base that on. Like, what do you bring to the table? Like, last time you were in the finals, you were hurt pretty much. You're not bringing anything to us. You're not bringing championship pedigree to us. So get rid of him. Even Slovenia. Like, isn't this the first time they made it to the Olympics? And ranked, like, what were they, fourth? They came in fourth, and that was all Luka. Like, he couldn't do that.
His brother.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
He couldn't even do it. He couldn't even bring him there, right? So, like, you don't bring anything. I used to like Goran Dragic, but his value definitely went down. He's very injury prone. And, like, after this, it's just squandering the team. Like, you're probably going to cause trouble with Nick Nurse. You'll probably cause trouble with everyone's going to hate you in the locker room, even with this little thing. Like, cancel culture is a real thing, and especially on Raptors Twitter. And Goran, man, like, you're canceled. come to the Lakers, baby.
Why do you want more people?
That being said, go to Brooklyn.
Okay, so I will say this. Like, yeah, no, it was a stupid thing to say. It was horrible. Like, you don't say it. Like, and when I heard that, it kind of reminded me of when Ding didn't want to play for us after the Vince Carter trade. What's it called?
Alonzo Mourning.
He actually meant it. Like, he actually meant it. Like, he's like, I don't want to be here. Goran didn't technically say he didn't want to be here. He just, I think his heart was set on Dallas. And by the way, that, again, that clip that went out, he was in Slovenia. Like, the signing of Luka was going down. Dirk, Cuban, all of those guys were there. So, like, it was a thing. And I feel like they've been trying to get him to Dallas, but I don't know what's happening. So I feel like there is some loss in translation. I will say that. It's still a stupid thing to say. Like, you don't say it's not. Like, is it safe to say that it's not your preferred destination after a signing trade? Like, would you say that, knowing that you're going to a team that technically lost their franchise guy, and then now you're going to say that it's not my preferred destination?
Yeah,
Go ahead.
I was going to say,
like, it worked for Alonzo Mourning, so I guess it could work with any other one. Especially, like, especially these days, like, everyone says where they want to go, right? Like, you look at Anthony Davis, you look at, like, certain players, they go, okay, I want to go. Oh, Kawhi Leonard, like, oh, I want to go to LA. So, yeah, these days, people are choosing where they want to go. So, him saying that, like, it shows that he wants to go somewhere. He should have picked a place, though, and they probably would have picked him up. So,
I just think in this day and age, everything that goes on social media, I think you have to be more careful about what you say, because your words will dictate actions going forward, and it's going to change completely different narratives. Like, over in Philly, like, they're reaping what they sowed with what they did with Ben Simmons. When you have a person ask, what's his name, Doc Rivers, do you see this man starting on, like, a team? Like, him just pretty much throwing him under the bus, like, added all the fuel to the fire that is now him not even returning calls going forward. So it's like, you have to kind of watch what you say. And I don't know, I guess maybe, yeah, you're more relaxed because you're in your home country and it's Olympics and whatnot, and you don't think this is going to go on. But, like, Raptor fans are going to hear that. And I think you have to, that's why I appreciate him kind of clarifying afterwards, because it doesn't look great.
Yeah. And he even said, I didn't win a championship. I have no, like, right to say that shit. But Alan, you said a key word in our hate me now topic. Ben Simmons and the Sixers. Ben Simmons has been reported to pretty much be denying all calls from his teammates, from his coaches, and anyone to do with that franchise. And you know what? Usually I'm on the side of, you know, you're lame, you're petty, you don't do that to your team. But you know what? I'm pro Ben Simmons on this. I'm sorry. If you really look at what they did to him over the last 2 years, this man's name has been involved in trade rumors for the past 2 years. One, that absolutely sucks. Two, you publicly pretty much embarrass him. The star player on the team goes on a interview after the game and basically says, yeah, like, this is on him. This is his fault. Your coach pretty much says, yeah, no, he can't be a piece on a championship team. Like, they both literally just put him out there. Like, I'm sorry, if you guys are a team, if you guys actually have, like, balls and are going to, like, take, like, if you want to be a champion, you can't blame your teammates. Like, you can't do it. Like, no champion that I've seen has gone out and said, yeah, this is this person's fault. This is why we're losing. Like, nobody does that shit. So, you know what? Philly has done him a disservice. They just keep putting him out there and keep just, like, letting him, like, bro, if he can't shoot, don't make him shoot. You can find other things for him to do. He's an all-star. He's going to be, I was going to say something, but I'm not going to say a Hall of Famer yet. he's like a mini LeBron. We've been like saying that he's been capable of getting triple doubles pretty much any given night. He's on your top five defensive player of the year every year. He's a multi-time all-star. And honestly, with that height and that skill at the point guard, you want that. It's just he can't shoot. And we've had teams with players that can't shoot. Look at freaking Rondo. Rondo's jump shot wasn't that great, but he's had a freaking successful ass career. So two championships for Rondo. And now look, end of career, he's shooting well. Jason Kidd, shot crap at the beginning. End of career, shot well. So it's like...
But Ryan, you're talking about future Hall of Famers, and it's all about work ethic, right? Like, we don't know what Ben Simmons' work ethic is. Maybe that's what the Sixers see every day, right? So maybe they're throwing him under the bus. Maybe they're trying to light a fire. I don't know. Or they're actually trying to trade him. But
they're trying to trade him.
Ben Simmons definitely went Hollywood. He's definitely gone to Hollywood. But like you talk, like I talk about work ethic. He's not getting better at free throws. He's not getting better at shooting. He's still doing the same things he's done since he got in the league, which is facilitating defense and getting to the rim. Like, work on your free throws. Like, this is half the game. Offense is half the game. And defense is overrated, so.
But can we say we don't know that he's working on that?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, can a franchise kind of work on a player with that? Can't you be a kind of a supportive kind of city and fan base and not give multiple players the yips? Like, him missing those free throws, that's not like him like being bad. That's just mental. That's just the entire Philly narrative not behind him whatsoever. They did the same thing to Markelle Fultz. And if you want to trade the guy, how does putting him under the bus and like lowering his stock value help with a trade? If anything, you should be like, no, that dude can for sure, 100%. And we believe in him like in this franchise.
But look what they're asking for him. Maybe it's trying to be like, oh, this is what we're asking for you. Like, yo, you're a huge asset. We want Lowry. We want
Daryl Morey. He tried, and guess what? Everyone laughed in his face. It's like, we want all your first round picks and your entire core. Why? For the player you already said.
That's the value we see Ben Simmons.
Because they assigned him that value. The franchise did that. That's a mistake. They shouldn't have done that. They literally like shot a cat and they're like, you want to buy a live cat? Like, no, you shot it. Why would I want your dead cat? Like, it's so wild that they did that. And now we're expecting gold in return for him. And I like the only places I really can see him kind of flourishing is actually, like, surprisingly enough, the team he kind of shat on, like with the Raptors. I think the Raptors fan base would be so welcoming and loving to a Ben Simmons, and I can see him working very well within our system. I can also see him doing very well in the Warriors. Imagine him with a bunch of three-point shooters all around him, like a Draymond Green, but he can just cut and drive. So it's like, oh, if I leave you alone, guess what? I leave open a three-point shooter. There are places and spots for him to be utilized, but like we might not actually get to see it because of how mismanaged the Philly organization is.
You'd be dunking on fools on Golden State. It's like, oh, you want to cover Clay? Okay, go ahead. You want to cover Steph? Okay, go ahead. Like, I'm just going to be driving to the paint straight to the bucket right now.
Imagine a pick and pop with him and Clay or Steph Curry, any of that stuff.
It would be nuts. It would be nuts. I still think he's going to be in the Sixers jersey, but now there's like talk that he's going to actually sit out training camp. He's going to sit out pretty much everything. And you know what? I don't hate it. Like,
is he in the gym though? Like, is he working on his game or is he
in the gym with Rondo?
He's in the gym with Rondo.
another point guard Rondo, who can't shoot. Rondo. Another point guard who can't shoot. He's in the gym with Rondo. So
that's clearly, not the person you want to be in the gym with.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You know what? He's probably said, yo, Rondo, I know they were talking shit about you early in your career. What did you do? How did you get there? And yeah, now Rondo's working on his jump shot with him. So I like that. That shows that he's trying to reach out to point guards who dealt with the same shit that he did.
Yeah, that's true. But it's like the blind leading the blind. Why don't you just go to someone who's gotten better at free throws? Or
because I
like DeAndre Jordan has gotten better at free throws. That's someone like Rondo hasn't exponentially. Like, why are you working on your three?
It's not just his three. I think if we're talking about the type of player that Ben Simmons can become, I think Rondo is a great kind of archetype for like how to use his abilities, the rebounding, the passing, the play vision, defense, just getting in those spots. And like, because Rondo figured it out. Like, that's what Ryan said. Rondo figured it out. You know,
how he needed the right teammate, right? He needed the right team.
Well,
he needed Anthony Davis. He needed.
I think he did well over in Pelicans too. It's just, you know, I don't think they became a championship team, but I think he still, you know, playoff Rondo was still the thing that we saw.
It was. I just hope the best for Ben because I feel like whichever team gets him, I feel like he's going to go off and he's going to send a message. And we're just going to be like, the process failed and the Sixers are the worst organization.
He's going to go to the Timberwolves and it's going to suck.
Oh, God.
It's going to be bad.
Let's move it to NBA Summer League. Summer League debuts, but we're still going to keep the Hate Me Now topic because on draft night, the Raptor Nation, Raptor Twitter blew up. When they angrily drafted, well, the Raptors didn't angrily draft. The Raptors drafted Scotty Barnes at number 4 when the consensus between Raptor fans and most of NBA Twitter saw them picking up Jalen Suggs. They didn't pick up Jalen Suggs. And, you know, people had their jokes on Twitter, you know, making fun of Scotty. And again, I was kind of making the same jokes that we didn't take Suggs. Because, yeah, at the beginning I was disappointed. But then I'm like, but why are we going to shit on Scotty Barnes? Why are we going to shit on the dude that realistically, let's be honest, nobody was watching Scotty Barnes.
Bobby Webster was apparently since he was 15 or something like that.
Bobby Webster was really watching this man since he was 15. Okay. But, you know, everyone on NBA Twitter and every analyst and every, not the analyst, but, you know, the fans are out here saying, oh, Scotty was going to be garbage. And this is like, I was hearing Rafael Arujo comparisons when we took him.
But the thing is, like, on mock drafts, he was number 5. He was literally number five.
We went down.
Well, that was the whole thing. Like, the Raptors and the Magic, like, there was talks of trying to get, like, some type of swap deal and try to get them. That never got off. And they were going to do that with the Thunder, but they didn't really trust Orlando to not take, you know, Scotty Barnes in that scenario because, just for how it figures out. But, like, I here's how I look at it. There was, in my brain, there was, like, different starter Pokemon. Your Charizard, your Bulbasaur, and your what's his name? Bulbasaur and Squirtle, whatever. And Jalen Green was clearly the Charmander, and we couldn't get him, and that's okay. And then we couldn't get Evan Mobley. But, like, we all thought that Jalen Suggs was part of that trio, just for that little bit of shock, that little bit of moment where we're like, oh, Scotty Barnes, because like I think with the Raptors fandom, I think we were going through so much uncertainty, especially with like Kyle Lowry. What's going to happen with that? We kind of had this weird season. Now we get the 4th pick moving up from 7th. We don't even have Masai signed, so it's like all these things were starting to add up and making like, you know, coming together for like, you know, peak anxiety. So it's like, what is happening? Like nothing made sense anymore. So I think you could definitely be critical of kind of the moves and not picking up one player without kind of denigrating Scotty Barnes, because I think Scotty Barnes is very special. I think he's very, yeah.
All I asked Twitter was, wait till you see the man play a game. Just wait till you see the man play a game. And what did he do first game?
Like a god now.
What did he do first game?
But I got and but
I was going to say for your Pokemon analogy, we didn't get Charmander, we didn't get Bulbasaur, we didn't get Squirtle, but we got Pokemon Yellow Edition. We got Pikachu. That's right. We got Pikachu. Scotty Barnes is Pikachu because he's been setting Toronto on fire. He's electric. They love him. He didn't take off his hat when he got here. I don't think he took off his hat for like a week. So
cut it.
I'm just here to say, do not judge before you actually watch a man play the game.
Look at those muscles.
I'm just saying. Oh, thank you. I'm just saying. And it's just a summer league game. Like, I at the end of the day, we're all going to overreact. But, like, I just hate the fickleness of Raptor fans sometimes. Like, sometimes I'm just like, yo, you guys are actually sounding like Knicks fans. I remember when Knicks fans booed the hell out of Kristaps and that little kid who became famous because he was booing Kristaps the hardest at the draft night. But then, he actually watched him play a game. And then it's like, oh, my God.
He's top five big.
But the kid was right, though.
He wasn't right.
He was vindicated.
He wasn't right. But you get the point. Like, I just hate people who act like they're college experts and they watch the game. I'm not going to front. I did not watch Scotty Barnes because, obviously, Jalen Suggs has the highlight. Jalen Suggs had the made-for-30-for-30 game-winning shot in college. Like, he had all of that shit.
But also played on a Gonzaga team that wasn't really tested. And, Florida State is in a very high competition conference. So a lot of the stuff doesn't translate. So it's all these different things where you don't know what's good. And also Jalen Suggs had a great game, which is also kind of scary. So you're just like,
he did.
24 points. But also here's something that we can all feel good about. Anthony Randolph had a great summer league debut. So he could be Anthony Randolph. That can be. I feel bad because I'm like sort of hoping Jalen Suggs isn't good. Like, I don't want to admit it, but I hope he's bad. So I don't feel bad. Jalen Suggs comes out there and is actually a scrub. Like, I hate to say it, but I don't wish him well, but I do wish him well. I want him to have a I hope Scotty Barnes is just that good.
Scotty Barnes, and he showed me glimpses of like Kawhi. So when Kawhi came into the league, he great defense, not a great shooter, got there. And with Scotty Barnes, like if he works on his mid range, like that three pointer, it looked like a fluke.
The one thing you can't compare like 3-point percentages for like college athletes because it's like it's way different. They'll figure it out later on. But you can also just check the free throws. I think we talked about that before. And his free throw wasn't that good. So that was like the scary part for me. I was Kawhi had 70% from free throws. I'm like, he's got crazy.
I don't know what his wingspan is, but man, he could put the clamps. He could put clamps.
I think it's 7-something.
Like him and OG, it might be scary.
He's got huge hands. Our trainer was laughing when he measured his hands.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, it's Kawhi-like, man. The way he plays, it's just a little more intensity. Like, he's intense, man. Like, he shows energy.
I think you can't teach intensity. But also, I also think Suggs has intensity too. He's got that kind of hate to say it, high motor, but he's got a high motor.
I think he did the workout on purpose.
I think he might have. I think guys might want to go really to Florida, hate living in Canada so much that they rather live and play in Orlando, Florida.
I was watching the pre draft interviews, like the whole media circuit on like The Jump and all these shows, and I saw Jalen Suggs, and anytime someone asked him about Toronto, because everyone thought he was going to Toronto, you didn't get that excitement. You didn't get the, I'll play anywhere, the generic answers. Like, I'm not expecting a dude to come out and say, but like Cade Cunningham came out, yo, I'm Detroit. I'm this. He was about it.
Cunningham's different, man. Like,
who says that? I'm Detroit. No, sorry. No, I'm not
gonna be this. I do now. We out here in Winston.
Detroit. Scotty Barnes embraced Toronto from the moment they called his name. So I loved it. I loved it.
I'd rather have someone who wants to be here. Yeah. Hanging out with Drake and eating. Jerk chicken with Cardinal Official. That's big. That's baptism. That's a Toronto baptism. Baptized in Toronto. You got bless on your head top.
You got baptized in jerk sauce. Seriously.
And then he got language. You got the language and and the dialect now. That is great. So anything else from Summer League that you guys have taken in or noticed?
Yo, I'm enjoying this Green versus Cunningham matchup right now. Yeah. Right now, Green's winning.
I'm watching the wrong game, clearly. I'm watching
Green. Yo, Jalen Green. Shout out Jalen Green. Filipino. Yo, funny interviews. Like, man, he's going to be.
Who's funny interviews? Him or Anthony Edwards?
Anthony Edwards is pure gold. I wish he was on another team, man. Like, but yeah,
Anthony is hilarious.
You hear that recent one where they're like asking him all these questions and he just didn't even talk about what they prepared. He was just talking about, it's like, hey, I'm into bowling now, man. I get like 300s, you know. He's like, what about that lake?
Baptized in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Minnetonka, yeah. Like, yeah. I'm a swimmer like Michael Phelps. Good at everything. This guy's the greatest.
Yeah, words, yeah.
Soundbite.
Hilarious. Machine, yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Summer League is done. Free agency also means crazy contracts or signs, usually some extensions. We saw a lot of money handed out to a lot of superstar players over the last few weeks. So let's talk about it. But I don't want to just talk about the contracts. I want to see which one do you guys feel is the worst. I didn't get all of them, but the bulk of them are.
Round it out, Ryan.
Steph Curry, 5 years. 215 mil. We talked about this a little bit in the last show. Dexter, I know
Dexter says it was a bad move.
It's a bad move.
That's a bad move. The Steph Curry, 5 years, 215 mil is the worst. Is that the worst? Or is there worse?
I might say Luka, man.
Oh, wow.
I think Luka, man, you don't get superstars as it is, and now you have all your money invested in one player.
I'm gonna come back.
I think it's gotta be between Chris Paul and Jimmy Butler. I think those are probably the worst two. I know why Chris Paul did it, because he's like, listen, I'm the one who brought you to the championship. Re-sign me, give me my money. So get his coin and make sure you take care of your mental and your chicken. So good for him on that. But also the Jimmy Butler one, because like Jimmy Butler, I'm like, I don't know. I think we're getting less and less from Jimmy Butler each year, and that contract's looking pretty untradeable in a couple of years. Like that tail end of that one's going to be real hard. Like this is like, you have to really hope they get a chip soon. Like first 2 years.
Yeah. That finals year for him might have been the peak of what we would see from him. But who knows, maybe Kyle Lowry reinvigorates that, because they're good buddies. So I feel like those who are going to have chemistry, because they're both
trying
dogs.
To hurt me. Stop.
I'm sorry, but they're both dogs. Like they're both dogs. Like they both like to play.
You're right. You're so right.
So my worst, like at the end of the day, like Kevin Durant, 4 years, 198 mil. You got to give him that. Steph Curry, you got to give him that.
No, you don't.
So
right. Chris, what? Listen. How old? Sorry, let me interrupt the Steph Curry thing. How old is Steph Curry right now?
88.
Let's find out.
He's what? 33.
I want to say 33.
He's 33.
He's 19.
You signed him for how many years? 4 years.
Five years.
That means he's going to be 38.
38, yeah. What's wrong?
So he's retiring.
LeBron's playing until he's like 40, probably.
He's retiring. He doesn't take
care of his body like LeBron.
How do you know
that? And Steph Curry, I guarantee, he's one ankle injury away from retiring.
That's in his past.
Yeah, that's those injuries.
And you're stuck with that contract.
You're stuck with the face of the league. Oh no! What are you gonna do?
The money in the jersey sales.
I'm telling you,
if this was Kobe, you'd be okay with it.
Kobe also scored 60 in his last game. So
how many shots did he take? I love Kobe. I love Kobe. But that wasn't a real game. I was just like, I don't want to miss the fourth championship.
I guarantee that last game of Kobe wasn't that game.
That game was false.
That was rec league. It wouldn't have been that close if he had passed.
That was a fraudulent game. Even though he was injured, wasn't that his team?
This guy was taking every shot, putting his team in danger. Finally scores the point to put them above, because he doesn't pass after like 50 shots. It's not like we got to stop deifying everything Kobe's done. We got to have a real honest conversation about that man's career.
Did you guys ever watch King of the Hill?
Yeah.
Do you remember the bulldozer, Bill Dotrieve?
Yeah.
The episode where they had to carry him across the touchdown line so he can get Kobe's touchdown record.
I can't feel my leg.
That was Kobe.
No, but okay, with Steph Curry, that's good. He's going to get old. I feel like Luka, that's like
Let's talk
it's,
about
it. It's a great contract. Listen.
We ready.
Get your bag.
Dallas.
You deserve that contract.
When they eventually trade Luka Doncic to a real team and then he wins his championship, it'll be okay.
The thing is, Dallas can't get no stars. So now you're tied up in this contract. You're not going to get another star.
They'll trade him. Don't worry. They'll trade him. He'll go to a real team.
So you're actually saying that the Luka Doncic 5-year, 207 mil is
he deserves it. He deserves it. Oh, okay. But it puts Dallas in a bad spot.
Because puts Dallas in a bad spot. Puts Luka in a bad spot.
You can't get another star in this, like, crazy, like, trade deadline, whatever, like, offseason. There's, like, a bunch of people signing, but you can't get one other star. Like, one other star. And now you're stuck with this contract. So that just pushes stars even more away.
You know why? Okay, I'm not saying I'm okay with it. Like, the Mavs offseason has been, like, crap. Like, at the end of the day, we just got a couple of better role players. I feel like we are a better team, but the team's nowhere near Western Conference Final or NBA Final right now. But I do feel like they are going to get it done just from the head office moves that they've made. As much as, you know, NBA Twitter doesn't like Jason Kidd because of what happened in his past, at the end of the day, he's still good at what he does. He knows the game. He will be the Luka whisperer because Rick Carlisle couldn't do it. Jason Kidd will also get the best out of Kristaps Porzingis, because as much as I shat on Kristaps during the playoffs because he was crap, he was absolutely crap. Don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. But he will get Luka and Kristaps to play better. And I don't think Kristaps is just going to be sitting on the wing waiting for a three-point shot. Like, that's what the Dallas Mavericks were doing. So I feel like this team is going to be better. And I feel like we will get one more piece next offseason or midseason for a trade. And it could happen as early as when Goran Dragic gets traded.
Give us your centers. Give up Willie Cauley-Stein and Dwight Powell.
Give up Dwight Powell. I'm sorry. I love Dwight. Dwight, you're great. Canadian. Shout out to Dwight. But we had a good run. It's been real. But you need to go so we can get Goran Dragic.
And give us Jalen Brunson, too. I want Jalen Brunson.
But what happened at Dallas? Like, they used to get people. Like, I remember a team with Jason Terry, Steve Nash, Antoine Walker, Anton Jameson. Like,
we ain't getting nobody.
I remember Michael Finley. Like, these guys got a lot of players. What happened in between that?
That wasn't free agency.
They became racist.
Like, that Antoine Walker team was, like, nasty. I remember they got everyone on that team. They used to be my NBA live team, man. Like, Eric Dampier. Like, they were
killing. Don't ever say that name. No.
Did he win a championship with Miami?
He was on the wrong team both times.
He was in the first time Dallas lost in the finals, and then he was on the Heat the second time.
Yeah, okay.
He's the jinx.
Sucks to suck.
You know what? I hope he goes back to Miami and then Mavs and Dallas.
Anderson Varejao? Same thing.
Okay, the Luka contract is not bad. Let's also talk about Trae Young. Trae and Luka basically got the same money. I'm happy about that. I love those guys. I love both of them.
Do you think if Trae didn't have this postseason, he would have got the same contract?
No. This postseason gave him that money. What he did in New York gave him that money, because the fact that, and this was all over Twitter, Hawks and Mavs fans beefing. Mavs fans love Trae Young, but the Hawks fans feel like they have to shit on us every time. So when the fact that Trae made the second round, Hawks fans went all crazy about it. Luka couldn't make the first round. Luka couldn't get out of the first round, so Trae's better. So I feel like that narrative did get Trae money. But realistically, I'm giving him that money. I don't care. Trae's awesome, man. I love Trae Young.
Yeah.
Mavs fan who loves Trae Young. Shut up, Hawks fans. Get out of here.
Do you think that Scotty Barnes and Jalen Suggs will have the same like dyad kind of relationship that Trae Young and Luka Doncic have?
Scotty and who?
And Jalen Suggs.
I think it's more position. If it were the same position. So I think maybe Cunningham and Green, I think they might have more of that.
I think it was the trade.
1-2 type thing.
Just the trade.
I don't think
the trade, yeah.
I don't think if Luka and Trae never got traded, I don't think they would be this tight. I think
it still might be.
People hating on them.
Drafted one after the other.
Yeah. I feel like people hating on Trae and Trey always having to compete with Luka's name kind of like bonded them together in a weird way.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, I'm still going to go Chris Paul for the worst contract, by the way. At the end of the day, you talk about old. Chris Paul's old, 120 mil. Remember his last contract that people were talking about? Like, people thought that contract was bad. Bro, how old is Chris Paul? How old is Chris Paul?
We want to talk about coming off of finals, though.
So you come off of finals, it's okay.
Listen, yeah,
it's what fine, 120 mil. But if I don't even make the playoffs and I get 215, you know?
No, that's not his fault. That's not his fault. NBA decided to chain
the rules. That's questionable.
Add a dumb play-in tournament.
Hey, was it dumb or was it great? Because we don't know, right? Because if Steph Curry doesn't make it, then it's bad. Okay. But if
the eighth spot was great, the seventh spot is stupid.
No, I agree. They should have fought for anything. It should be like
you gotta earn it.
So Dex, by the end of Chris Paul's contract, he's gonna be 40 years old, and you're gonna pay.
Yeah, but Chris Paul, yeah, it's not 215 million.
I don't know.
Also, that's where I'm going with that. And he came off the finals. So if Trae Young could come off an Eastern Conference and get 207, but you could give Chris Paul 120.
But look at his last name. He's young. That's the difference.
Also to quote Jalen Rose, in life, you don't get what you deserve. You get what you have the leverage to negotiate. And I think everyone got exactly what the market would have paid them.
Yeah, pretty much. Don't hate any of them. Well, no.
Except for Jimmy Butler.
The Jimmy and the Chris
I think
Paul.
People would pay KD way more.
I think that's a Pat Riley doing, like, thank you for your service.
Pretty much. Yeah. And it's Heat culture. He is Heat culture, pretty much. He installed that shit. KD, four he for 198.
Oh, you mean Pat Riley?
Heat culture?
Yeah, he said Pat Riley, yeah.
Pat Riley or Jimmy Butler? Who are you talking about?
That installed this new sense of Heat culture. Pat Riley, but like Jimmy kind of came in and like really got guys to work hard and play hard for that team.
I feel like they always did that, but that's okay.
I don't know. Were they great?
Listen, I love Jimmy Butler. He is the best worst guy or the worst best guy. He just sits in that area.
All right. Let's talk about players out of the league because right now they're actually making a lot of noise. I was on Twitter earlier, and I was hearing rumblings that Monte Ellis is trying to make a comeback. Haven't heard this guy's name in years, and I'm surprised, but apparently he's been talking to Mavs media, trying to get a job with the Mavs, because obviously...
Did he end in Dallas?
The hot topic. Well, we don't know yet, but I don't think it's going to happen. There were also talks about Dennis Smith Jr., who's not out of the league, but is looking for another suitor to go to Dallas, but there's a guy who used to tear up the league
for Joe Johnson.
Boston Celtics.
Oh, no.
For the Boston Celtics, who just scored 81 points in a pro-am game. Talking about Isaiah Thomas. Why is this guy not in the league?
Because defense.
Defense. But, like, you can be in this league with either not having offense or not having defense. Yeah, you can be missing one and be in the league.
I don't think he's not in the league because he can't produce. He can produce. He's shown time and time again that he can become that instant and kind of noodles ramen kind of guy off the bench. It's just that he's not consistent enough on three-point shots. You can't just sit him in a corner and defenses just target him over and over again. It happens. The league just changes.
But like, I feel like, you know, for some reason, the narratives destroy careers. Like Carmelo's look blessed. The fact that he's still in this league right now, because a narrative almost killed him. The narrative that he can lead a team basically for some reason made teams in the league like isolate him for like 2 years almost. So it's like, I feel like that kind of happened with Isaiah. Like he leaves Boston, gets injured. The narrative is he can't stay healthy and he's not the number one guy on the team. So it's like from that point on, like nobody wanted to give him even a shot, but yet we see him play.
He's been on a lot of teams. So I feel like he's been given a shot. Like, he really didn't do anything on the Cavaliers. He didn't do much on the Lakers. I forgot what other teams he's been on, but he hasn't shown up since Celtics, pretty much. He had one good year on the Celtics. I think he just exceeded expectations when he first got to Sacramento, just because he was a 60th pick. But he hasn't done anything since that Celtics All-Star year.
I think
after that, just everything just went downhill for him.
Yeah, I think the Celtics did him dirty, though. I think they should have given him another contract or not trade him after what he did.
After what Kyrie, basically. Kyrie forces point guards out.
Didn't he just, like, play? Well, I don't know how recent it was, but after his, like, sister died, and then he just, like, had to play, and then they just got rid of him after all that. It's like, get the Kyrie
player time. Yeah. But you have to keep in mind, after the Celtics stint, he was never healthy. He literally was injured the entire time, and that was a part of the reason why his play with Cleveland was bad, why his play with the Lakers was bad. He actually did come out and did several interviews, and basically this is apparently the healthiest he's been in his career, and that's why he's doing what he's doing right now. So it's like 30 teams in the league, you're telling me one team doesn't want to take a flyer on a bench six-man type of role?
Yeah, you could take the chance, but like, do people need point guards? Like this bad. I feel like every team has at least a competent. You have Brunson. Luka, you have Jalen Brunson.
We need a ball handler with Luka on the court. That's our issue right now.
And you're gonna
Luka
have,
is the ball handler.
You wanna have no, Luka and Isaiah Thomas.
We want Luka wild. We don't want, you know, him just doing everything. So I'd rather have him with the ball out of his hands doing some shit. And the ability to actually trust somebody to run an offense when he's not on the bench and not give up a 19-point lead in the playoffs. So that's what I'm looking for.
And ball handler, like, he's a scorer. He's like, is that what you need? You don't need a scorer.
We just need somebody to control the offense and not blow 19-point leads when Luka needs a breather. That's what we need.
And I don't know.
You think that's Isaiah Thomas?
Yeah, I was going to say.
That could be Isaiah Thomas. Why not?
I could see him being real part of that squad that loses your lead.
And that's why I want Goran Dragic. I'll take Goran. I'll take any of these guys right now. You guys have to understand the Mavs signed two players and then went to sleep.
You should have got Patty Mills. If you're going to get light skin players, you should have got Patty Mills.
Brooklyn is too busy sweeping up everybody. Okay. The other players I'm talking about, Jamal Crawford. Jamal Crawford's old, but the last game Jamal Crawford played was actually against Dallas. He scored 60 points.
He scored
50 or 60 points in his last game. So it's like, you're telling me 30 teams in the league, one of them can't find room for Jamal Crawford.
No, I don't think so. Defense is overrated, but it's the defense side too, man. Like, and I feel like Jamal Crawford, he wants to be the sixth man. He can't be the ninth man.
He scored 50 in the last appearance in NBA basketball. Listen,
if he wants to join the Lakers and be a part of the Expendables, by all means,
come to the Lakers. We're taking applications.
But I don't see where anywhere else where that. He's just there to kind of balance out your roster and just talk to the kids.
Alan mentioned his name, but he's getting like, he looks good, man. Joe Johnson, he got his shot somewhere. I forgot where he got it, but
yo, big three, baby.
I don't know what happened, man. Like, he's nice. I saw Joe like in big three, maybe because it's 3-on-3, but I don't know. On a 5-man rotation, I can see Joe Johnson. Just pick him up, Lakers. Joe Johnson's out there.
Joe was the other guy I was gonna say, because like, there's four guys right now. There's Isaiah, there's Joe, and there's Jamal. And all three, if they were given an NBA contract today, they would take it.
Yeah,
but why can't? Why isn't nobody taking him?
Because basketball's two way, and I don't think they are ready for both ends.
All right, no, I can respect that. Any other names that you'd like to possibly see? You know, get another shot.
I would love to see Monte Ellis just so he can get an All-Star appearance. Late in life All-Star appearance. This guy deserves one.
Thing is, I don't even know if he's actually playing basketball. I haven't seen it. Is he in Big Three? Like, I just went on Twitter and saw that there's rumors that he's trying to come back. And I'm like, I don't know. I haven't seen this. He's only 35.
Nando DiColo. Are we getting him back? I think he's coming back.
Great segue.
Great segue. segue into Team USA. Shout out Team USA. They did it.
Gold. Didn't
think they would.
Was it ever a question?
Yeah, several times.
I don't think so.
Before they added championship pedigree Chris Middleton to the roster.
Oh, hell.
They added players like Drew Holiday.
Chris Middleton did nothing.
Yeah, those all
the best US player ever in Kevin Durant.
No, he got bailed out by the new guys. That's what happened. You know who I am. No structure. So,
Ryan, get that edit. You know who I am. Kevin Durant.
It was all the championship pedigree and also the young star, the young bull Devin Booker that added to the squad. Before that, they would have never been.
I don't even think he was on the court at the end.
And also JaVale McGee. Year after year, he's showing you he's a three-time champion, gold medal winning. His mom has a gold. The boy's meant to for a championship. So, excellent vlog, too. Check it out. It's also great.
Good NBA content. Twitter and the world needs to give Kevin Durant their respect, because when these guys were losing games early on in the prelims or the qualifying, or not the qualifying, but the exhibition games, everyone was jumping on KD. Oh, if LeBron was here, they wouldn't lose. If LeBron was here, they're getting gold. People were ready to give Slovenia the crown, and I'm not going to lie, I was one of them. I was ready to say they would have beaten the hell out of USA.
I thought the Boomers were going to do it. They look really serious this year.
But honestly, we got to give respect to KD. Greatest Team USA basketball player of all time.
And yep. Dame didn't do anything.
That includes Dame Michael Jordan.
Didn't do anything.
That includes Kobe.
I'm
that buddy. Includes LeBron. I'm... That includes Carmelo. He's better than all of them. All of them. Why?
Better score. Better medal. Score.
He has more medals.
Better score.
He has more medals. He has the most points. He has the
best
most
score. Best score. Things.
Best score.
He has the most everything.
I'll give him best score.
He has the most everything.
Best. Better than Jordan. Get out of here, man.
He is better than Jordan. Jordan only won two medals. Oh my God. KD got three.
I'm done. I'm done. Recency bias. You're recency. You're biased by recency, sir.
But you know who else showed up in that championship game? My guy, Jason Tatum. Bruh. Guess what? Top five player in the league next year.
Whoa. Okay, reverse. Who are you kicking out of the top five?
Yeah, this is a wild podcast.
He's gonna get a better point guard in Dennis Schroeder. I'll try to segue this.
This man said top five. Sorry, who's your top five? Okay, give me your top five.
Porzingis.
Okay, let's go. Luka.
Brody. Westbrook.
KD. Westbrook. Oh, Westbrook's going to average triple-double this year.
No, he's not. Not on that
Yes,
team.
He is. Yes, this one. I can guarantee. Okay, we'll do an episode before the season starts of guarantees in the season, and we'll all write it down. No, we'll make sure, and we'll see what happens.
I'm very curious.
One of my guarantees is Westbrook's going to average triple-double. So that's on an upcoming episode.
Who is your top five podcast, with Jason Tatum?
As soon as you said KD was the best USA player, this podcast is going off the rails.
Who is your top five with Jason Tatum?
KD. Westbrook.
Bruh.
Jason Tatum.
Bruh.
Who's in the upcoming season? Yeah. Luka. Luka. Jason Tatum.
Bruh.
Kevin Durant. Who else we got?
Oh my God.
No. Jokic?
No.
Question mark? As Jokic question mark?
No.
I don't think LeBron will be top five.
Bruh.
No.
I don't think Steph Curry's gonna be a top five player.
Bruh.
He's not serious.
Donovan Mitchell, baby.
Bruh.
Chip three on strikes. Three Donovan strikes he's Mitchell. Out. Three strikes he's out. Yeah, cut his mic.
By next podcast, I'll have a top five. By next podcast, I'll have a real top five.
We need to end this.
But Jason Tatum's in there. He might be number four.
The show needs to end. Alan Shane Lewis, where can the world find you?
Oh, you can find me at Alan Shane on Instagram, The Alan Shane on Twitter, Shoeless Lewis on TikTok and Twitch, and also watch The Great Canadian Baking Show, October 17th on CBC and CBC Jam.
All right.
Is it on Netflix yet?
Nah, I want that Netflix money, but apparently we don't get Netflix money. I'm cheese. But I'm gonna keep saying I got Netflix.
You're supposed
money.
To get Netflix money, no?
Apparently I signed that away.
Yo,
read your contracts.
I don't think anyone on the show gets a thing.
Right, yeah.
There is no music. It's off season. Give me a break.
Ryan.
It's off season.
Give me some off season music.
There's no
off
season music.
Yo,
give me a beatbox.
Give me a soundbite.
Off season. It's off season. I'm lazy. I'm chilling.
That's living my Dex life. Don't forget to be triple OG on the IG, TikTok, Twitter, and Top Shot. I'm still on Top Shot.
Send him your.
I have high hopes. Send me your highlights.
Send him your news.
I have high hopes for Top Shot.
I pray it's okay. I pray it makes it.
And that's at R.A. Henry on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Don't add me.
Don't add him.
Find you. And you can, of course, find all of our episodes. Below the Hardwood is available on Spotify, Apple, Google. Waiting. And we are press.net. So you can find us everywhere.
Again, waiting.
All the streaming platforms for all of our episodes. And you know, hopefully we'll be doing this still weekly as long as there's NBA news. NBA never stops. Basketball never sleeps. You know, it is what it is. Never stops. We are out. Good night.
Ryan Antonio,
Big Brother. Ryan Antonio, Big Brother.
Ryan Antonio, Big Brother. Why don't you want to be on Big Brother?